Hi, welcome to Talk Pop C. Our topic today is art as cognition. My name is Carolina Flores, and I'm the resident philosopher, and I'm speaking with...
Thelonious Mori.
Welcome. So, you were just telling me off camera a second ago that you want to use the philosophy degree that you're doing to write stories. So, let's talk about writing stories and, you know, all that connects with philosophy and all else. So, yeah, what kind of stories do you like to write?
I love fantasy because it lets us look at a different side of human nature. I feel like a lot of people are stuck in what is now or how people are now. And I think that a lot of that is cultural and not necessarily like human nature, like a lot of people believe. I don't think that greed is like an aspect of human nature. I think that's like a byproduct of our society.
Yeah.
And so I think that fantasy is a great way to explore potential cultures. And even if they aren't exactly realistic, as long as they are close to realistic, they can make the reader be like, oh, something else is possible. We don't have to live like this.
Yeah. So I hear a bit of a like utopian streak in your thinking.
A little bit.
I mean, in a good way, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I'm hesitant is because I also want to do dystopia, because that's a lot of fun. But I think that right now, I think the world too, but I definitely need a little bit of utopia in my stream.
Yeah.
Because it's just, everything looks very dim with how the planet is and how it's largely human, it's human caused. And I want to imagine a world where we're not destroying the world.
Yeah. So, a lot of it seems like for you is about imagining alternative possibilities, but also where you think of these alternative possibilities as telling us about human nature and how kind of flexible it is in your view. Yeah. Yes. Do you think you got the idea about like human nature being flexible also in part from reading and engaging with like fantasy?
I think so. I also think that I was lucky enough to travel a lot as a kid, and you could consider it unlucky in the situations I did. But we moved around a lot, and so it was really hard to make friends.
Yeah.
But whenever I made friends, I noticed how different they were, how different their parents are, and it's like, it's hard to believe that they're the same race.
Yeah.
And it's just like, everybody all across the country is very different.
Yeah.
And then we all look, this is just true of human nature, and it's like, this isn't true of this person's parents.
Yeah.
This isn't true of my friends.
And I think often what we do, or an easy tendency is like when people deviate from our image of human nature, we just say, oh no, they're deviants. Human nature is still this way. Whereas you really have this like view of like there being really deep flexibility, both right now. And then you think like potentially way more flexibility, like a world without greed is possible.
Yeah. I think that, pretty much every animal, and humans are an animal, adapt to the environment as much as possible. But what makes humans special is that we can adapt the environment itself.
Yeah.
And so I think that what we should be doing with that is we should be creating an environment that lets our predecessors...
Go ahead.
That allows our predecessors to adapt in a good way, in a way that we think is good, in a way that like helps society. Instead of just like viewing the world around us as an environment that's us, ours to destroy and manipulate.
Yeah. Yeah, and so for you, it sounds like making art or writing stories, at least, has got this like very like practical political dimension.
I'm hoping so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's obviously a lot of it where just like, in my entire childhood, I spent daydreaming.
Yeah.
And I love daydreaming.
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun to me. But then so writing seems like a good mix of like taking that childlike daydreaming
wonder
and turning it to something I can use and that actually helps society, hopefully.
Yeah. It's a cool combination of just sort of like something that feels like very natural to you and very kind of like fun and joyful and expressive, which I think is why a lot of people are drawn to both making and consuming art. And then also then it's like you're thinking of putting that enjoyment at the service of like goals that you care about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also seems that part of it is a little bit of like you also... maybe this is wrong, but you also want other people to sort of like come away with that joy of being like cognitively flexible in ways that you've learned to be.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's like not just giving people like, here's some alternative possibilities, but also like, here's a different way of imagining and relating to the world.
Yeah. And it's just a lot of people that I've seen, it seems like they've lost hope in humanity and they like feel doomed, and I honestly feel that way
a lot of the time.
I feel like a lot of it is trying to convince myself that we're not doomed too.
Yeah. By using your own imagination and both the enjoyment of mind wandering and also the concrete scenarios that you
and trying to bring up the happy memories.
Yeah. Okay, it's starting to rain, so maybe we should wrap up soon. But I have one question I wanted to ask you, which is, if it doesn't rain too much, which is, how is philosophy connected to this? I mean, there's a lot of philosophical ideas in everything you've said, but...
I really love social philosophy.
Uh-huh, me too.
And I want to understand the systems of government, and not even just government, but the systems of governance that we use to, like, create our society. And, like, I want to understand the building blocks of our society so I can tweak it, and so I can have, like, actual things that I can tweak and influence and feel, make my world feel realistic.
Yeah.
Because I hate, like, really shallow world building where it's like, oh, if that happened, that would never happen in a society.
Yeah.
And so I want to, like, understand the building blocks of society and, like, make my world
feel
real.
Bring that into your stories. Well, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.